Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Carla Peck appeared in court Friday, January 23rd, facing felony charges, including operating while intoxicated, third offense, and lying to a police officer. She formally waived her right to a preliminary examination, a decision confirmed by the court as voluntary and understanding. The prosecution offered a plea deal that if Ms. Peck pleads guilty to OWI 3rd and lying to a police officer, other charges will be dismissed. Her case has been bound over to circuit court with an arraignment date scheduled for March 2nd at 9 a.m. And the Tuscola County Board of Election Commission has declined proposed recall language targeting two Mayville Village officials. During a meeting Thursday morning, commissioners voted 2-1 against approving recall petitions concerning Village President Kristen Valentine and Trustee Bo Boyd Shaver, according to the Tuscola County Clerk's Office. This recall effort stemmed from a February 2025 decision by village leaders not to open municipal offices on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. The petition sponsor now has 10 days to either appeal the ruling or submit revised language. And the Michigan Speaker, Matt Hall, says the state has wasted billions of taxpayer dollars on poorly vetted earmarks and questionable projects, and he's pushing new laws to rein in what he calls a culture of waste. His Hall Ethics, Accountability, and Transparency Plan, known as HEAT, targets state-funded grants by requiring greater public disclosure and oversight. Hall argues that changes are needed after past spending on unused or controversial projects. Two measures in the plan, Public Acts 32 and 33, took effect January 1st. They require lawmakers to attach their names to earmarks, identify funding recipients, and explain how each project benefits the public. Proposed spending must be posted online for 45 days before a legislative vote, and recipients must repay funds if they use them for a different purpose. Hall says the laws represent Michigan's most significant transparency reform in decades, and passed with near unanimous support. Democrats say the reforms fall short because they do not include changes to the state's Freedom of Information Act, known as FOIA. Senate President Pro Tem Jeremy Moss noted Michigan is one of only two states where the governor and legislature are exempt from FOIA requests, accusing Hall of avoiding scrutiny. Hall said FOIA reform will not happen this year, calling the system flawed, and added that other parts of his HEAT agenda remain stalled in the Senate. And that's been a look at our local news. We'll return right after this word.
The Huron Special Olympics annual Hooping with Heroes basketball game returns Saturday, February 7th at 11 a.m. at Bad Axe High School. Come watch local first responder heroes compete with Special Olympics athletes in an exciting basketball game. Enjoy concessions, a bake sale, game shirts, and a 50-50 raffle with all proceeds supporting Huron Special Olympics. Bring the family, show your support, and be part of a great community event. We'll see you there.
And we're back with more news. A historic winter storm has blanketed a path from the Southern Rockies to New England, affecting over 180 million people. The National Weather Service reports that the slow-moving systems producing a dangerous mix of heavy snow and freezing rain, leading to widespread power outages and thousands flight cancellations across major hubs. Emergency declarations have been approved for several states, including West Virginia, as federal resources are mobilized to assist with recovery. Meteorologists warn that frigid temperatures following the storm will hinder melting, making travel treacherous for several days. Opposition leaders in Iran report that nationwide protests against the theocratic regime continue unabated despite government-imposed internet blackouts. The unrest has reportedly spread to over 400 cities, with demonstrators calling for the overthrow of the supreme leader. The UN Human Rights Council has adopted a resolution condemning the regime's use of force and extending the mandate of a fact-finding mission. International observers note that the persistence of the protests suggests a fundamental shift in Iranian society. And that's been a look at your news for this hour. We'll return right after this for a look at our weather with Steve Adamson.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Pigeon and Elkton One Stop, Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboeing Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.